You must then explain to the queen that in her dream there is a big friendly giant who can tell her where all those beasts are living, so that she can send her soldiers and her armies to capture them once and for all. And now let her dream one last and very important thing. Let her dream that there's a little girl called Sophie sitting on her window sill who will tell her where the big friendly giant is hiding.
Where's he hiding? Asked the BFG.
We'll come to that later, Sophie said. So the queen dreams her dream, right?
Right,
the BFG said. Then she wakes up, and the first thing she thinks is, oh, what a horrid dream. I'm so glad it was only a dream. And then she looks up from her pillow, and what does she see?
What does she see? The BFG asked.
She sees a little girl called Sophie sitting on her windowsill, right there in real life before her very eyes.
How is you going to be sitting on the queen's windowsill, may I beg?
The BFG said. You are going to put me there, Sophie said. And that's the lovely part about it. If someone dreams that there is a little girl sitting on a windowsill, and then she wakes up and sees the little girl really is sitting there, that's a dream come true, is it not?
I was beginning to see where you are driving to, the BFG said. If the queen is knowing that part of her dream is true, then perhaps she's believing the rest of it is true as well.
That's about it, Sophie said. But I shall have to convince her of that myself.
You said you was wanting the dream to say there is a big friendly giant who is also going to talk to the queen.
Absolutely, Sophie said. You must. You're the only one who can tell her where to find the other giants.
How is I meeting the queen? Asked the BFG. I is not wanting to be shot dead by her soldiers.
The soldiers are only in the front of the palace, Sophie said. At the back, there's a huge garden, and there's no soldiers in there at all. There's a very high wall with spikes on it around the garden to stop people from climbing in. But you could simply walk over that.
How is you knowing all this about the Queen's palace? The BFG asked.
Last year I was in a different orphanage, Sophie said. It was in London and we used to go for walks all around there.
Is you helping me to find this palace? The BFG asked. I has never dared to go hiding sneaking around London in my life.
I'll show you the way, Sophie said confidently.
I is frightened of London, the BFG said.
Oh, don't be, Sophie said. It's full of tiny dark streets, and there are very few people around in the witching hour. The BFG picked Sophie up between one finger and a thumb and placed her gently in the palm of the other hand.
Is the Queen's palace very big? He asked.
Oh, huge, Sophie said.
Then how is we finding the right bedroom?
That's up to you, Sophie said. You're supposed to be an expert at that sort of thing.
And you're absolutely sure the queen will not put me in a zoo with all the crocodile dealies?
Of course she won't, Sophie said. You'll be a hero, and you'll never have to eat snozcumbers again. Sophie saw the BFG's eyes widen. He licked his lips.
You mean it? He said. You really mean it? No more disgust of snozcumbers?
Oh, you couldn't get one if you wanted to, Sophie said. Humans don't grow them.
That did it. The BFG got to his feet. When is you wanting me to mix this special dream? He asked.
Now, Sophie said. At once.
When is we going to see the queen?
He said. Tonight, Sophie said. As soon as you've mixed the dream.
Tonight, the BFG cried. Why such a flush bunking her flurry?
If we can't save tonight's children, we can anyway save tomorrow's, Sophie said. What's more, I'm getting famished. I haven't had a thing to eat for 24 hours.
Then we better get crackling, the BFG said, moving back toward the cave.
Sophie kissed him on the tip of his thumb. Oh, I knew you'd do it, she said. Come on, let's hurry.